USA Radio News.
Thousands of people in Washington, D.C. are filing past the flag-draped coffin of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol to pay their respects. A state funeral for Bush will take place immediately following the public viewing at Washington's National Cathedral tomorrow, where former President George W. Bush will eulogize his father. Jeb Bush reflects on his father's life.
He's really uncomfortable with people taking care of him. You know, it's the challenge for people that are really in that situation is they lose their dignity a bit, or they think they do. And so I was very, you know, it's sad to watch that as someone who loves my dad. But he never complained. He was always in good humor.
Some senators are even more convinced the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. A select group of senators was briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel. You're listening to USA Radio.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Police in Costa Rica who've been searching for a missing American tourist have found a body near the apartment that she was renting. Carla Stefanik's brother Mario says he's in disbelief, but he's not giving up.
We truly believe she's being kidnapped. She's a person that is always into social media, very communicative, and this is why this is so strange.
Ohio State head football coach Urban Meyer announced he's officially retiring after the Rose Bowl game against Washington on New Year's Day. Meyer says he has some health issues he needs to address.
I dealt with, in 2014, had that surgery, and then it reoccurred last year. I started dealing with some issues last year.
New Ohio State football coach Ryan Day says he's ready to take over the reins.
You have my word that I'm going to give everything I have to continue the tradition of excellence and winning that this program has enjoyed during its storied career.
Meyer does say, though, he will still be involved in the program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole is among those paying respects to the late President George H.W. Bush. Dole was helped out of his wheelchair so he could stand and salute Bush's flag-draped casket. George H.W. Bush's Vice President Dan Quayle talks about this moment on Fox News.
Yeah, I served with Bob Dole in the Senate. He's a good friend. I saw Elizabeth yesterday, his wife, and I asked how the leader, I always still call him the leader, I said, how's the leader doing? She says, he's doing fine. He's going to come tomorrow to pay his respect, and he'll be at the National Cathedral on Wednesday.
Quayle also shares what it was like to be Bush's running mate back in 1988.
Well, the process was quite intense. I got a call from him right after the Democrat convention. And then there was 3 weeks of vetting before the Republican convention when it was announced. But he did call and say, I'd like to consider you for vice president. And I said, well, it's a great honor. I said, you know, obviously I want to talk to Maryland and our children, and I'll get back to you tomorrow. He said, no problem, just call me back tomorrow. So at night at that dinner table, let's see, they would have been about 12, 10, and 8, thereabouts. And I said, well, Vice President George Bush called me today and he wants me to be my running mate. And my wife, she was all in. She said, absolutely, you've been looking at this. You know, you've known George Bush for a long time. You'll be, you know, be great.
Please remember, you can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.